views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Philip Zarza.
Good morning. This is David Zarza.
And we're the Sophisticated Guys taking over Dr. Pat's show one more time. And then our shows next month will actually be officially our show. So we were just having a conversation about getting the music and the intro and everything wrapped
recorded.
So super excited about that.
So a
thank you to Dr. Pat for letting us take over your show the past couple of months and enjoy your listeners. And we hope that everyone will follow us to our own show, which is Get Sophisticated with the Sophisticated Guys.
Absolutely. And I know we've been jumping around, but thanks for staying with us.
I know. So we thought that we would start a little bit today just having a shout out to Pride Week here in Seattle as things start to gear up.
The whole week.
And we will be kicking it off tonight going to see Robin in concert, which
that's
I'm excited
exciting.
About.
So, I know.
So that's going to be fun for us. And today we are talking about trust.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll have David do a little bit of conversation about trust later on. But first, let's introduce ourselves just in case we have some new listeners who haven't heard us before. So, David, why don't you introduce yourself and tell the listeners what you do?
Sure. Well, I'm David Zarza, the psychic half of the Sophisticated Guys. And I'm the one who takes a look into your life, into those hidden parts of you that you might not notice yourself, or at those places where the universe is trying to get your attention, but you might not be getting the message just yet. So I articulate that for you, and then you can move forward with purpose.
And I'm Philip Zarza. I'm the other half of the duo, and I say I'm the translator of all things woo-woo. So I take the messages that David gets, and I help you ground them here in the real world, come up with some practical solutions to start to implement change and get to a step closer to the life that you actually want to lead.
Mm-hmm.
So, David, the topic today, trust,
yeah.
We were talking about this last night and how we might have a little bit of a different take on trust and how we define it and what we think about than maybe some of the listeners do, and also a little bit from each other in terms of how we view trust. So why don't you talk about your idea of trust and the different types of trust that you...
Yeah, well, let's just share about it. Let's just pretend we're at the breakfast table and we're talking about trust. To me, and I think this goes for you too, but let me know if not, trust is gifted. You know, trust is one of those things that you cannot earn.
Right.
You can break it after it's gifted to you, but you can't really earn it back. It's all up to that other person to say whether or not they trust you or not, or if they feel it or not.
Yeah. And I think that that's one of those sayings that you know, is used a lot. It's sort of like, you have to earn my trust.
Yeah.
And really for us, trust is not something that, we were talking last night about how you can trust the wrong people or you cannot trust the right people.
Yes.
And so even if someone is doing everything right, you should absolutely be listening to them. You should definitely trust in that person. Mm-hmm. Even with all that effort on their part, they could still not earn your trust. And that's based on things that are internal to you.
They could still not be worth your trust, worth gifting your trust. Yeah. And it's interesting because when I think about trust, I know that it's necessary to make relationships work, you know, to make work go easier in the workplace, to make life easier in general. But I always have to take it back to the beginning, like where that gifting of the trust starts, and it's with trusting yourself. Like for me, that's where you have to look. if you have relationships where you have experienced betrayal, then you have to ask yourself, where am I betraying myself right now? You know, because it showed up in your external world for a reason. It's because it exists currently in your internal world. And that's where I always tell my clients to look first. If they keep saying, you know, they did this or they did that, or, you know, they betrayed me in this way, then I always turn it around and I say, okay, so where are you currently betraying yourself right now? You know, where are you currently not trusting yourself right now? And that leads to, you know, personal trust, being able to trust yourself again, and then being able to gift it.
So it's really interesting sort of talking about trust. So I went home to visit family last week, and mm-hmm. I have an adorable 20-month-old
nephew.
Grandnephew. Yeah, second-generation nephew. And he's at that age where he just has no fear of anything. So everything is sort of up for grabs, uh-huh. or something he wants to explore. And so it's this constant attempt to keep him from hurting himself or to get into something he doesn't want to. Mm-hmm. And he's right at that cusp of sort of trusting adults when they say no, but also really starting to question it. And I think last night we were talking about how, you know, kids, where our foundation of trust actually starts to become developed is that we trust that others will care for us.
Mm-hmm.
We trust fully in the fact that our parents will feed us,
mm-hmm.
that if we're hurt, someone's going to come to try to make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the type of trust that you were referring to it last night, sort of like basic trust.
Yeah. Well, I see trust in three levels. When somebody comes to me and they're having issues around their relationships primarily, I talked to them about the three levels of trust, you know, and this is what we were talking about last night. I'm still like, yep, this is too early for me.
The psychic is predicting what we'll talk about later. So.
And the first level is basic trust. You know, basic trust is like what you shared with your nephew, what you experienced with them. And it's before you can do for yourself, you have to trust those around you, you know. And then as you grow up, when you can do more for yourself, you start cultivating the second level of trust, which is a personal trust, you know, in your abilities, in your capabilities, in your own voice, your own, the way that you're making in the world for yourself. You know, that's personal trust. That's beyond basic trust, because once basic trust is fulfilled, you know, once you can count on it, it's easier to step into deeper, more profound personal trust. And then the third one is the super awesome one that I see you totally embody most of the time. And it's universal trust. It's when you know everything happens for the right reasons. When you know that if I just worry about the what and the why in my life, the how will just be taken care of.
Right.
Right?
Right. And I think, you know, to sort of continue this conversation about the different levels of trust, I mean, as the listeners are hearing us describe this, what popped into my head is I know people in my own life who mm-hmm. are stuck
yeah.
at one of those first two levels.
Yeah.
You know, they're the people who are still stuck in that basic, almost childlike version of trust that someone else will fix it. Someone's going to come to save me. There's something outside of me that when it shows up, then I can be happy mm-hmm. or then I'll feel like I'm fulfilled or I'm complete.
Yeah.
And then there are also people who are stuck trying to master that concept of self-trust.
A personal trust
yeah. where they don't trust their intuition. They don't trust their choices in life. They mm-hmm. don't trust that they are capable mm-hmm. of making decisions or...
Yeah. Or they're so wrapped up in fear that they can't make any choices, or they make the safest choices when what they really wanted to do is wear red today, but they went with beige.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's just a mini metaphor, but you can expand it into other things.
So as you mentioned, I tend to try as hard as possible to exist
mm-hmm.
in the trust that's of something grander and bigger than I am.
Universal
something that
trust.
That has much more insight, that has a larger view of what's going on and can
yeah.
sort of see five or six steps ahead of me so that... even if something doesn't go how I thought it should or how I hoped it would.
It was still for the best.
Yes. And it's still something that I can trust in. And uh-huh. I think that's a place where you can really start to feel really secure in life.
Mm-hmm.
You can trust life
yeah.
when you really have this in a way, it's almost like faith.
Uh-huh. Well, to me, it's a little different, but keep going with that thought.
Well, it's almost like having faith. So to sort of tie into sort of a religious context, it's this idea that there's a grand purpose, that mm-hmm. there's a way that things are playing out that's yeah. for your good. Mm-hmm. And you and I sort of have a belief that for the most part, mm-hmm. the life that you lead, the ups and the downs, the good and the bad, that you knew that this would be a possibility.
Coming into this life. Before you incarnated.
Before you incarnated. Yes. That you saw how things could possibly unfold based uh-huh. on infinite choices. Yes. And that you chose to embody this specific person and uh-huh. have this specific course catalog of experiences
exactly.
in this life.
Exactly.
And so I just wanted to give some context about mm-hmm. why it's almost like faith for me.
Mm-hmm.
In that whatever comes your way, you knew it might happen. And so, therefore, you felt that you were equipped to deal with it, or you wanted that to unfold that way because it was necessarily for your evolution and development.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I love that. I love having you share that. And I'm just really curious about like where we're going to go with callers today. So I'm hoping they're thinking about, you know, what can David and Philip help me with today? Because me as a psychic, you know, I absolutely have to. Rely on universal trust. But when I'm performing, you know, or when I'm doing this work for clients, I have to absolutely trust in my personal self. And sometimes that gets tricky, you know?
So mentioning the callers, I want to give out the phone number. Mm-hmm. And I think in terms of people who are listening today, I think if you have a situation where you feel like you can't trust yourself,
yes.
or you feel like maybe you're second guessing a choice that you've made, mm-hmm. or maybe there was some sort of betrayal or someone that you feel has broken your trust. Mm-hmm. I mean, those would be the type of people that I think we could help.
Yeah. Let's see if we can get you some closure or moving forward, you know, more deliberately, more purposefully, and getting back that trust either in yourself or in the universe.
So for people who do want to call in today, I want to give the phone number. It's 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to talk to you today and talk to you about trust and how you might be able to reestablish it or get a little bit closer to being able to trust in yourself more fully mm-hmm. or trust in something that maybe is a little bit beyond what you have insight on.
Oh, yeah.
So why don't we take our first break, and then when we come back, we'll continue to talk about trust.
Stay tuned.
In retirement, will you outlive your money? It's a common question for people approaching retirement, but it doesn't need to weigh on you. Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Holistic Medical Center is where you find it all. A healthy space with doctors who care, see, and listen to the whole you. Hi, this is Dr. Darvish. If you have not found an answer to your chronic symptoms, you will find answers here at Holistic Medical Center. Our doctors find the root cause of your symptoms and guide your body towards healing naturally. We transform lives from within. Visit drdarvish.com or call 425-451-0404.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn's powerful, transferable tools stem from her success in the very competitive world of sports and business.
Since Lynn was one of the top athletes in the United States, she understands really well about the athlete's mind, their challenges, and what athletes need. I have confidence to ask Lynn to take care of my professional team just because of Lynn, her passion, and the power she has.
Lynn is passionate about working with kids and with athletes. Her life is a testament to the incredible power of intention to create miracles. Lynn is dedicated to assisting and inspiring leaders with the vision and tools to realize their dreams.
And she wants to help you next. Enhance your overall performance and the ability to reach your goals. Bring your game face on. Visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
If you're one of the millions of Americans suffering from anxiety, you probably know how powerless and out of control this emotion can make you feel. This is why it is so important to remember that anxiety is created by your mind, which means that you can learn to use your mind to uncreate it. Hello, my name is Dr. Friedman Schaub. My award-winning book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, provides you with a step-by-step breakthrough process to understand and resolve the root causes of your anxiety and build a solid foundation of confidence and inner peace. If you're ready to take your power back, visit thefearandanxietysolution.com. That's thefearandanxietysolution.com or call 866-903-6463. That's 866-903-MIND.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
Oh, Benny, it's perfect. That song, I'm telling you, the lyrics to that one. So that's part of the fun thing that we get to do before we do the show. We actually get to sort of think about what music might get to tie in,
and Benny play around with
Benny
ideas.
Finds it for us and plays a little bit. So So welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We're the Sophisticated Guys, Philip Zarza
and David Zarza, the psychic.
And today we're talking about trust. And before we sort of dive back into the conversation, we'll give the phone number out just because we'd love to talk to people today about trust. Help you sort of work through some trust issues or reestablish trust or learn how to trust in
yourself.
In yourself or universal trust.
Or the universe, yeah.
So phone number to call in and talk to us today, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. Mm-hmm. We'll go ahead and call in and get in the queue. Mm-hmm. So
what if they want to reach us like through Facebook, though?
So let's give out some of that information as well. So to keep track of us and to keep in touch with us when we're not actually live on the air, you can go to our website. That's getsophisticated.com.
That's
so
right.
GetSophisticated.com. We're also Get Sophisticated on Facebook and Sophisticated on Twitter. You can also find out more about David by going to davidzarza.com. And that's David's personal website. And then my website is philipzarza.com. And my website's a little bit tricky. So I think this is where we can talk a little bit about the difference between the two of us and why we sort of make a good team. So my website's going to have a combination of some topics that we would actually cover on the radio. But sprinkled in amongst that is a lot of celebrity gossip. And
yours is more like a
pop
magazine.
Culture stuff.
I call it a magazine.
Yeah, so I just want to give that heads up. So when you go to my website, you're not like, whoa, wait, what is this about?
Yeah, it's not like Perez Hilton.
No.
But it's sort of like in that pop culture
But there will be so part of what I believe is that pop culture and what's happening in pop culture, it's really a manifestation of sort of the collective mindset of our current society. And so I'm a little bit obsessed with pop culture because I think if you really pay attention to it and sort of strip away
the fluff
the fluff and the scandal of it all, and you just really look for themes that you really do start to see sort of what's going on, because part of what makes pop culture pop is that it's popular. And so there's a need within people in society to have this sort of thing that's fueling them. So, so when we're driving over today to the radio show, we were
searching for really interesting quotes or quotes that just hit the topic on the nail head.
Yeah. And so one of the first ones that popped up, it was actually from Maya Angelou, and Dave is going to share that with us. But I thought it was interesting that, number one, it was from her because we just lost her recently. And and the quote actually made me
giggle.
And so I think it actually is a good quote to sum up trust. And so, David, why don't you read that?
Yeah, especially where we're heading to next, which I'm sure this is where people's minds usually go to when we talk about trust or the topic of trust. It's why do we place our trust in the people we shouldn't?
Right.
You know? So this is Maya Angelou's quote. I don't trust people who don't love themselves and tell me, I love you. There's an African saying, which is, be careful when a naked person offers you a shirt.
Love that.
You know? Just the imagery is hilarious because it's true. You know, like we talked about the three levels of trust. Basic trust allows us to develop personal trust. And it's I think she's referring to personal trust here, when that person can't really, you know, trust that they love themselves or that they will love themselves, but they try to share that level of love with you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Maya probably had just a different level of personal trust.
Well, and I think she was definitely someone who also lived heavily in the idea of universal trust as well. I think that's a really interesting topic to talk about, is that, you know, this idea of misplacing our trust. And we talked a little bit about it when we were introducing the show, that I've had this experience, I think everyone listening has, where we've trusted the wrong person or we didn't trust someone that, you know, we eventually admitted that we probably should have trusted. And so
why did that happen?
Well, yeah.
Right?
I mean, what do you think?
Yeah. Well, I really want to hear from the listeners. You know, I really want to hear from the callers. So if you have a situation where you don't know why you trusted, you know, so-and-so or that person, give us a call. Because guess what? Guess where it's pointing towards? It's pointing back at you.
Right. So let's get the phone number one more time just so people can start calling in, getting in the queue. So 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We'd love to hear from you. So, David, why do you think that we sometimes get in situations where we've misplaced our trust?
Okay. Well, first I want to say, callers, you will not get judgment from us. You will not get criticism. You will get open ears and listening from us and a different perspective. So why do we misplace trust? Right. Going back to your question. Well, I have two answers.
Okay.
So the first answer is the answer that I love to go to because it's universal. It's divine. And that's because there's this drama that we're living out through the course of our life. You know, my life as this personality, David, is acting out a drama that the universe needs in order to evolve itself. And whenever we place our trust in someone we shouldn't, it's to teach us something about ourselves. You know, it's to teach us that, you know what, you felt this red flag when you met this person, and yet you still ignored it, and now you got burned, and now you know not to do that again. So for me, it's like a vital life lesson, and the universe needed that. Because can you imagine what the world might be if we all were absolutely 100% all the time trustworthy?
I know. I mean, I love that when you start to play with the idea of eliminating all the bad.
Yeah.
I mean, it's funny because sometimes, you know, that's what we run into in coaching people is that, you know, sometimes people will come and they're like, I just don't get why there have to be bad people in the world. And, but, you know, they serve a purpose. You know, if we didn't have that sort of thing to play off of and to learn from, then we would lose a lot of insight and knowledge about what it's like to feel those things that happen when we feel like we're betrayed or that someone's broken our trust.
So the second answer?
Yes.
Okay. So the second answer is the more personal side, right? The personality, David, that the reason I might trust someone that I really shouldn't is because they were probably really alluring or attractive or manipulative. And I just fell for it. And I might have felt that I knew better, but I needed to go through that again to learn that lesson, that even though that bear trap, you know, is like painted prettily, bedazzled and jeweled, it's still going to bite me. Mm-hmm. And I needed to know that so it doesn't happen again.
Yeah, and I think for me, just to sort of paint a parallel, and I think this is where us as a duo, where we are a little bit different. Because, mm-hmm. you know, as David mentioned, being a psychic and having that be part of what's played out in your life, mm-hmm. you've really had to develop trust mm-hmm. in a very deep way mm-hmm. in that this, you know, random information that was coming to you.
From this invisible source.
Yeah, that you had to find a way of trusting that. And I think what that's translated to you as an adult is that for the most part, you are fairly trusting of people until they give you a reason not to trust them.
As a general rule, yes.
Yeah, and so I'm the exact opposite. Uh-huh. I actually don't trust many people at all. Mm-hmm. People actually have to really I'm that person that says, like, they need to earn my trust, even mm-hmm. though I know it's not necessarily about earning it. But that I have to feel like someone has proven to me they're trustworthy mm-hmm. before I'm willing to even give them even a little bit of trust.
Yeah.
And so I think I represent sort of the opposite extreme. And I think mm-hmm. if you can sort of strive to sort of be in the middle of the sophisticated guys on uh-huh. trust, then
you'll be fine.
Yeah. So for me, I think just to talk about the sort of opposite of sort of, you know, why do we potentially give our trust away to people who aren't deserving? You know, sort of the opposite question of that is, you know, why sometimes are we so untrusting of people? And for me, I think that I, even as a child, relied very heavily on that idea of personal trust mm-hmm. that and I've mentioned this on the show before. I'm someone who can get very righteous. Mm-hmm. And I really have good
stubbornly. So just
stubborn,
so you know,
yes.
But you know what? That's a good thing, because when you set that stake firmly in that ground and you say, you know, this is how it is, especially when you're helping someone in their life, it helps you be able to have them shift. But go ahead. I interrupted.
No, that's fine. I just think that for me, because I, as part of my nature, really trust deeply in myself mm-hmm. and have learned as an
high
adult to sort
trust.
Of start to trust in something grander than me.
Then high universal trust.
Yeah. So sometimes I can be very stubborn and hard-headed and not really trust other people. Mm-hmm. And so I think that might also be someone that would be great to have call in. If you mm-hmm. feel like you really just can't trust anyone mm-hmm. and you're really happy to be independent, make your own decisions, mm-hmm. that can also have some potential side effects that can be bad for your life.
Yeah.
You're not actually getting any of that insight and feedback from other people.
Possibly. Yeah.
So again, coming up on another break, but before we do, want to give the phone number out. We would love to connect with callers today, get some people in the queue. Phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We're the Sophisticated Guys, co-hosting the Dr. Pat Show today, and we'll be right back after the break.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul, and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond. A day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Wondering how to play the game of life and actually win? Stop wondering and start winning the game of life with the unique, incomparable Lynn Brown. Lynn takes everyday aspects of life and infuses them with the magic of soul and passion to help others. She wants to help you next. Lynn offers a myriad of spiritual healing, from chakra clearing, aura healing, to even corporate and business readings. Bring your game face and visit letter R, letter U, Intuit.com or call 844 letter B, Intuit.
Feel happiness is just beyond your grasp? Want to move past old hurts or traumas? Not feeling comfortable in your body? Consider an intuitive healing session with Christy Borst. Christy has a divine healing gift, and her process will help you experience a perspective reboot. Release that which no longer serves you. For more information and to contact Christy Borst, visit healingresonance.us. That's healingresonance.us.
Get sophisticated with David and Philip Zarza. David and Philip touch on topics such as human potential, spirituality, pop culture, and purposeful living. Experience an insightful reading from David on what the universe has in store for you, or reconnect with a departed loved one. Philip can look into an issue or anything else you may be dealing with. Go to GetSophisticated.com. That's SOPHISTIGAYTED.com or call 206-420-8660.
In retirement, will you have enough money to live life on your terms? Everyone has retirement questions, so ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the new Confident Retirement Approach. You and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800, Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member of FINRA and SIPC.
Welcome back, everyone.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show.
And the Get Sophisticated Guys. This is David Zarza, the psychic half.
And Philip Zarza, the pragmatic part of the duo. Mm-hmm. And so, Benny, why don't you tell people what was going on during the break?
Sure. We'll have a little World Cup update. USA is down a goal, 0-1 against the Germans. So, you know, if you want to just kind of step away for a minute and, you know, regain your thoughts and take a deep breath, you're welcome to call us and we'll give you a reading. We'd love to have you. I know it's really kind of frustrating right now, but maybe you just need to.
Yes.
Totally.
So we decided that's where all the listeners are. They're glued to the TV.
Not everyone. Yeah. Come on.
So again, let's get the phone number for people who are listening and want to call in and talk to us today about trust. Phone number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We are the Sophisticated Guys. We are talking today about trust. Really quickly before we get back into the topic, I want to give out some of our contact information again mm-hmm. so people can keep up with us and keep track of the show because we're launching on our own next month.
Exactly. So if you want to go online to our website, it's www.getsophisticated.com. So it's www.getsophisticated.com.
We're also Get Sophisticated on Facebook and Sophisticated on Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
And we would love to connect with you guys. We will do giveaways and free seats into mm-hmm. workshops and events that we're doing through our social media.
Which we are preparing for in the fall. Yeah, so exciting.
We're actually becoming more and more active on social media. It's a little bit of a challenge juggling all the ones that we have. But mm-hmm. but we are on there and would love to connect. So yeah. Trust, we are talking about that today. And I thought...
Important topic.
And I thought what we could do sort of... for a little bit, you mm-hmm. know, David, you'd mentioned that you might have sort of a personal story about trust that you could
mm-hmm.
share
mm-hmm.
to sort of help people who are listening to the show either live or who are listening to it on replays or in the archives.
Yeah. So let me give you some insights because The thing that I love about what I'm seeing in my clients regularly is that a lot of them are getting more and more sensitive. Sensitive in the sense of the psychic sense. And when I was little, you know, when I was like a baby psychic before I even knew that was a thing, I didn't trust anyone. Like I remember being a child, and when I would hear like my parents say, you know, I love you, I would be like, no, you don't. I would doubt it. And I was just so distrustful of everyone as a child. Everyone. And then it wasn't until, you know, much later in life when I started to feel like, you know what, I'm going to gift this trust to the people around me, at least. And then to other people that I would encounter in life. But then it got weirder as I became, you know, more of a medium in the course of my work. And that just opened up a whole different level of trust, or a whole different world, you know, that I had to trust into, because I was inviting in this disembodied person.
I was going to say, like, it's one thing to trust real people, see. But when it's a disembodied spirit, you really have to further develop the idea of trust.
Yeah. And just so you guys know, disembodied doesn't mean that it's, you know, just like a ghost or anything like that. It's just a spirit without a body. And so they would show up, and often in session, you know, for a client. And I was distrustful. I was Mr. Skeptic. And I was like, you know what? These spirits need to prove to me that they are who they say they are. And so I would ask them questions and want details from their life. And then that just began the journey of my life as a medium, because I would actually get the answers.
When I think, just to sort of talk about that a little mm-hmm. bit, I mean, I think what's really interesting about you as a psychic is that mm-hmm. You really put the spirits through a lot of obstacles before you.
Yeah, I don't call them obstacles. I call them qualifiers.
Yes, it's like a
tournament.
Yes, it's a tournament to connect with David. So for the spirits out there wanting to connect with David, be prepared for lots of questions.
Get ready.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I'm not only really curious, but I'm also very nicely skeptical. And I do that for my clients, you know, so that they can trust me. Yeah.
So I think for me, my own experience with learning to trust, I think for me, the biggest challenge for me was learning how to step from this really comfortable place for me of personal trust mm-hmm. and learning to trust in something that is more universal. Mm-hmm. And that stems from sort of my upbringing, which was actually very religious, and being gay and being mm-hmm. raised in the South in a religious family. Mm-hmm. That whole idea of trusting in something spiritual or some big grand, you know, I say God in the clouds. Mm-hmm. It was hard for me because I had this very love-hate relationship with that idea, because mm-hmm. while I loved this idea of there being this purpose and plan and something that mm-hmm. was bigger and something that was beyond this world and this life, mm-hmm. I also had the experience of, because I was gay, that was something that I didn't have access to, and something that for me, unless I, you know, totally went against who I knew I was, that wasn't for me.
Yeah.
And so I struggled a lot in transitioning from this idea mm-hmm. of I'm going to do it on my own mm-hmm. to there is something that loves and cares for me and wants the best and what's good for me, and that it loves me as I am.
Exactly.
So that was my own personal mm-hmm. journey with trust, is learning how to reestablish that sort of, and it was almost like a feeling of betrayal that, you know, religion gave me this really beautiful concept and this idea of, you know, this wonderful afterlife and experience and
paradise
that, mm-hmm. you know, but not for you.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it was definitely this betrayal.
No,
and so,
no soup for you.
Yeah. And so reestablishing that type of trust for me uh-huh. was my own journey.
Yeah. And you mentioned faith earlier, mm-hmm. right? And I want to touch on that, because to me, I see trust and faith as slightly different. Mm-hmm. They're like cousins, but they're not siblings.
They're not twins.
And for me, faith is just an extension of basic trust. Because basic trust, again, I mentioned that usually happens, or that usually gets, that's built up when, before you can do for yourself. And so you end up trusting those around you, mm-hmm. you know? And often in religions, many religions, we put a face on God, or we put, you know, we make the divine more human. And whenever I notice that happens, usually in faith traditions, I just see it as an extension of a basic faith. And often that's when I see clients, when they have this crisis of, you know what, something's stopping me, something's hindering me from moving forward in my life. What they're actually saying is, I want to develop greater personal trust, mm-hmm. but I'm caught up in this basic trust.
Right.
And I think what do I need to do?
The personal trust is a really important part of being able to exist in the universal trust, because mm-hmm. You know, we mentioned this earlier, but your responsibility, mm-hmm. your personal trust is being able to trust in the what you want and the why you want it.
Exactly.
And in some ways you can set some sort of expectation around the when, but you don't have full control over that.
Mm-hmm.
But you never have control over the how.
No.
You can try to force the how, but what you're really doing there is really throwing up a block. The how is where the universal trust comes in. So
mm-hmm.
Those two things, just to clarify there, it's basic trust is something that you really outgrow.
Mm-hmm.
It's something that eventually you start to realize that
it's old clothes you don't fit in anymore.
Right. And personal trust is something that you develop. Mm-hmm. And that stays with you
for the entirety of your life, and
yeah.
you're constantly learning more about it.
Yes, and you can get stuck in personal trust if you are overdoing it. If you're mm-hmm. trying to be in control of everything and only trust yourself.
Yeah, if you want to earn that name tag of general manager of the universe, yeah, that's when it gets dicey. Yeah.
And then universal trust, which just to talk about that a little bit. So universal trust can show up in a couple of interesting ways.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we were talking about last night is that. That person who showed up and flipped your life upside down, or that person who just drives you crazy, that could actually be the universe showing up for you in exactly the way that you need it to.
Exactly.
And so even those sort of dynamics where it's an external person,
mm-hmm.
When you're existing in universal trust, you have a belief and you have trust that whatever's happening to you, as long as you are in integrity – and that you have mastered this idea of personal trust, that whatever happens, the good or the bad, is happening exactly as it should be.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
And so for me, that gives me a lot of peace in dealing with life and things that can happen. You know, last year, my dad had a lot of health issues. And it was interesting because I know in my family, I'm the person who is very calm. I'm the person who's able to keep everything together. And so when I showed up, you know, I rushed home when my dad was put in the hospital the first time, and I knew what was mine to do. And mine to do was to really, you know, tell my mom and my sister to go sleep because I was there and I could take over for a little bit, and to organize so that we were all in shifts. I mean, I knew what I had control over. But I also really knew that there was this aspect that I couldn't control. And sometimes if you haven't really developed a universal trust, that can be very scary to feel like – to acknowledge that there's something that's beyond your control.
Mm-hmm.
But I knew that whatever needed to happen with my dad, whatever needed to play out, however that needed to happen, that not only was that how things were supposed to go for him, but it was for me
mm-hmm.
that I needed to have that experience. And so I needed to be present in that mm-hmm. in that experience.
And that's what I want to talk about next. You know, is I want to give listeners a challenge, but we're going to take a break first.
Yeah, so let's take a break, and we have some callers who are in the queue. So when we come back, we'll get on the phone with the callers. If you want to call in, you can give us a call, 1-800-930-2819. We're the Sophisticated Guys filling in for Dr. Pat on the Dr. Pat Show today, and we'll be right back after the break.
Be right back.
My sun, you are my earth. Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I want to introduce you to my friends at BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor in the United States and Canada. Used clinically by top Lyme doctors, Beyond Balance herbal formulas have helped thousands of patients battle tick-borne disease by providing superior immune system support and enhancing detoxification. Beyond Balance formulas are sold through healthcare professionals. The oral drops contain non-GMO food-grade vegetable glycerin, making them well-tolerated by children and alcohol-sensitive patients. Practitioners often complement Beyond Balance formulas with high-quality homeopathic, such as Pecanus Bigeric remedies to enhance patient results. For more information, licensed or certified healthcare practitioners can call BioResource, the exclusive Beyond Balance distributor for the United States and Canada, at 800-203-3775. That's 800-203-3775. And together, let's win the battle against Lyme disease.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Galios miso dressings are delicious and made with only the finest, freshest, and all-natural ingredients. Galios miso dressings are low in fat, sugar, salt, and carbohydrates. They do not contain any artificial ingredients or any wheat, eggs, vegetable gums, or MSG. What they do contain is astonishing flavor and silky texture that can only come from using premium quality ingredients. Order online with free shipping at www.galeoscafe.com. That's GALEOSCafe.com.
Bridges go burn, now it's your turn to cry.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. We're the Sophisticated Guys filling in for Dr. Pat today for her show.
Hey,
I want to
everyone.
Get the phone number out really quickly. We have some callers who are waiting, but in case you want to call in today to talk to us about trust, 1-800-930-2819. Again, 1-800-930-2819. We're the Sophisticated Guys. Want to give out our information as well one more time. The website's getsophisticated.com. You can also find us on Facebook, Get Sophisticated, and Twitter, Sophisticated. So just to sort of piggyback on the conversation we were having before the break, and then we'll get on the phones to take the caller. So, David, you had a thought sort of about—
I wanted to give the listeners a challenge today, right? Because trust is a touchy subject, and it's totally an inside job, totally personal. And here's a challenge. There's a person currently in your life that is triggering you to the extreme. It's either causing you, you know, slight distress, like annoyance, you're feeling bothered, to the extreme, which is you might be losing sleep or your appetite, right? This person is triggering you within that range. And the challenge is, I want you to see this person as a teacher. This person is, maybe you probably won't believe that they are showing up lovingly, but they are showing up willingly to trigger you in this way to show you, to teach you a lesson. And you might have some distrust around this person. You might not trust that they really do have your best interest in mind. Mm-hmm. And so what I want to challenge you with is to place trust not in them, but in them as a teacher.
Right.
That the universe has divinely put them in place here for your better good.
Right. So one of the things that I do in coaching people in this situation is I tell them to imagine that, yes, this person might be showing up as the villain.
Mm-hmm.
But to keep in mind that they're an actor who you wrote the lines that they're delivering. So mm-hmm. you wrote the script. So you don't have to like them. You don't have to approve of how they're behaving. But you do have to take a step back from the personal triggers and realize that this person has shown up because you've called them forth.
Mm-hmm.
And they're showing up exactly how you need them to be. So I love that idea about you don't have to necessarily trust the person, but to trust in
them as a teacher.
In the lesson.
In the lesson.
Trust in the lesson. So, mm-hmm. so why don't, Benny, why don't we take our first caller? We have Michelle from Michigan.
Hey, Michelle. How can we help you?
Hi.
Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good.
I was calling about a recent back surgery that I had, and this is my second one in 2 years.
Oh, wow.
And I'm actually going in next week because I think they tore my rotator cuff, so I might have shoulder surgery.
Oh, wow.
And do you guys see that? And I'm kind of debating back and forth if I should, I'm like really feeling like depressed and guilty about considering going off on disability because I don't want another back surgery in 2 years.
Mm.
So why don't we have David sort of tune in? And Michelle, I think part of what I think you should focus on, and it can be a little bit tough when you're dealing with so much physical, is to try to turn inward, and you have to find a place where you can trust in your own decisions. And so this idea of guilt around the disability, if that's what you really need to do for yourself, and that's what you need in order to have time to heal properly and to move past this, then you have to trust in that, and you have to release the feelings of guilt, because that's an external thing. That's an idea of pleasing others or not disappointing other people.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to be able to do what's best for you. And it's interesting. I have a friend, a very dear friend, who for the past year has been dealing with some pretty serious health issues, and the same sort of thing where, major surgery and was back into life full force within, a month, and
mm-hmm.
ended up having to have a second surgery, and eventually came to a place where she realized that in order to have the life that she really wanted, she had to be willing to make some sacrifices and some big changes. And after making those choices, she's so happy, and she's actually starting to heal. She's actually starting to get better. Because she did take mm-hmm. some time off and make some decisions. So I see David has written down some notes. So I think he's had a chance to tune in.
Hey, Michelle.
Hey.
Hey. So sorry you're having to deal with all of this. Like that's one of the things that actually knocks me out most easily is when something's going on with my body. So I
mm-hmm.
I empathize with you, and I'm sorry you happened to deal with this. So I was sensing pain and discomfort in the mid back towards the top,
mm-hmm.
towards the top though,
mm-hmm.
like around, like mm-hmm. around your heart area,
But, no, not yet.
No, not your heart, but like at that level in your back.
Yeah. It's not that far up yet.
Okay. Oh, got it.
It's where I just had, it was mid back.
Uh-huh. That's what I was saying.
But it goes all the way up. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was saying,
God, I hope that doesn't mean a third one.
No. Actually, I was seeing another surgery. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I was seeing that this next one won't be as traumatic. And the other thing that I was saying is, does your right shoulder pitch down more than the left?
Mm-hmm.
Because That's what I was seeing the problem. I don't feel like you have some... Well, actually, let me give you this disclaimer. I am not a physician, right?
No, I know. Yeah, I know.
But I'm only giving you my energetic impressions. What I was seeing was not actual damage in your rotator cuff. For me, I was just seeing this misalignment in your back, so that your right side was pitching down, you know, more than the left, and this was and this was actually causing what felt like pinched nerve phenomena that led to pain in your arm and shoulder.
Huh.
You know, but I wasn't seeing actual damage.
Don't see the surgery being on the shoulder.
I don't see that happening. Like for me, what I want to do is I want to, if it's possible, and even comfortable, do some sort of like therapy or massage around the muscles in your upper back and your neck. I think that'll give you some relief, or even acupuncture there. You know.
So your guys' opinion with what you feel and what you disability do. You,
or on
disability? If I go back to work, if I go back to work, I'm going to have a third surgery in mm-hmm. 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so, and I think that's what's just important, like Michelle, is that if your belief is that, you know, going back is going to lead to this, and I mean, it will. So I think that would be what I would say to you is that, and this is also important just in terms of your healing, is that mm-hmm. you are very powerful in terms of the amount of healing and the amount of repair that you can do just by your own focus and your thoughts. And so mm-hmm. what's important is that, and I know it's challenging, but if you can shift out of sort of the place of, well, it's one more surgery and more and the fear of it continuing to get worse and not improving, and you can start to hold a vision of yourself being healthy and pain-free and thriving mm-hmm. and able to do, mm-hmm. then that's what's more important. And if you need to do disability to have a break from the responsibilities of work so that you can focus on that sort of thinking,
then I would say go for it.
Then you should do it. But
okay.
What would be a mistake and what would be bad for you would be to do disability and then to continue with the fear and the concern
and the
that
dwelling.
Things aren't getting better because mm-hmm. you're just manifesting more of that potential for things to be bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And here's what I also say to my clients. When you want to shift more towards a positive, but it might be too hard mm-hmm. right now because of what you are experiencing on a day-to-day basis, then mm-hmm. try to get into that place of curiosity or being open to being surprised by the universe in pleasant ways.
Okay.
You know, that's what I would recommend.
Yeah. And one last thing, Michelle, before we run out of time. I think... the other thing that I would say if I was working with you in a coaching situation is if you can shift away from thinking about the things you can't do now and instead start to imagine what you will do once you're fully healed. So when I'm fully healed, I'm going to and imagine that life and spend most of your time in that sort of thinking and that mindset. It'll really help you to start connecting to that version of you that is healthy and thriving.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you, Michelle, for calling in. We are
thank
the Sophisticated
you,
Guys. We are out of time today. And we want to thank everyone for listening.
Absolutely.
And we will be back next month. You can go to GetSophisticated.com to find out our air dates and our time. And that will be our official kickoff with our show, Get Sophisticated with the Sophisticated
mm-hmm.
Guys. So
thank you.
Have everyone. A good Happy Pride, Seattle.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
Join Women of Wisdom and Mankind Project June 28th, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. for the Men and Women of the New Paradigm, Unearthing the Shadow with Kate Montana and William Keepin, with Cynthia Bricks of Gender Reconciliation in Redmond, a day to share with each other what it means to be women and men, fully embracing who we are, respecting the differences, and sharing our common humanity. Register now. Call 206-782-3363 or visit womenofwisdom.org.
How confident do you feel about your retirement? Ask Ameriprise financial advisor Jeff Packman about the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. Together, you and Jeff can break down retirement planning step by step to get to the real answers you need. Call Jeff Packman, financial advisor, today at 425-453-0272. Office is located at 601 108th Avenue Northeast, Suite 1800 in Bellevue, Washington, 98004. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor. Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, member of FINRA and SIPC.